Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. New words. A head teacher. Noun. The most important teacher in a school. A times table. Noun. Numbers that you must learn. Extraordinary. Adjective. Very strange and special. A genius. Noun. A very clever person. A blackboard. Noun. Teachers write on a blackboard on the wall. Terrified. Adjective. Very frightened. March. Verb. Walk like a soldier. A pigtail. Noun. Children sometimes put long hair into two pigtails. Chapter 5. Miss Honey. Matilda was a bit late starting school because her parents forgot about it. Most children start when they are 4 or just 5, but Matilda was 5 and a half when she arrived for her first day at the village school. The school was called Cruncham Hall, and the head teacher was called Miss Trunchbull. And nobody who met Miss Trunchbull ever forgot her. Matilda was, of course, put in the bottom class with 18 other children. Their teacher was called Miss Jennifer Honey. Miss Honey was a quiet, kind person who never shouted. She did not smile very often, but every child in her class loved her. She seemed to understand them, and there was something warm about her that they could almost feel. On Matilda's first day, Miss Honey asked all the pupils in the class to say their names. Then she said, "I want to tell you something about your head teacher, Miss Trunchbull. You must always be good when you see her. Always do what she says. She can be very frightening when someone does not listen to her. Do you understand?"
"Yes, Miss Honey,"
said 19 little voices. "I want to help you to learn as much as possible in this class. For example, at the end of this week, I want you all to know the 2 times table. Has anyone learnt the 2 times table already?" Matilda put up her hand. She was the only one. Miss Honey looked carefully at this little girl with dark hair and an intelligent face. "Wonderful," she said. "Please stand up and tell us what you can." Matilda stood up and began to say the 2 times table.
2 times 1 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 3 is 6.
She did not stop.
2 times 13 is 26. 2 times 14 is 28. 2 times 15 is 30.
"Stop," Miss Honey said. "How much more of the 2 times table do you know?"
"I know a lot more, I think, Miss Honey," said Matilda.
Miss Honey looked at her with surprise. "Do you know what 2 times 28 is?
"Yes, Miss Honey. It's 56.
"Can you do something much harder, like 2 times 487?
"I think so, yes. It's 974,
Matilda said. She spoke quietly and nicely. Miss Honey stared at Matilda. "How does this little girl know these things?" she thought. "That's very good," Miss Honey said. "Do you know the other times tables too?"
"I think that I do, Miss Honey."
"Do you know 3 times 8, Matilda?"
"24.
"And
12 times 7?
84.
This is extraordinary, thought Miss Honey. I've never met a 5-year-old like this. A 10-year-old couldn't do this so easily either. Can you do one with very big numbers? Said Miss Honey. For example, 14 times 19. No, that's too difficult.
It's 266,
Matilda said softly. Miss Honey stared at her. Then she picked up a pencil and wrote the numbers on a piece of paper. Matilda's answer was right. Miss Honey began to feel quite strange. Here was a little girl with an extraordinary brain. The words child genius even came into Miss Honey's head. There was a little girl called Lavender in the class.
Why can she do this, but we can't?
Lavender asked. Don't worry, you'll be able to do this soon, Miss Honey lied. Miss Honey knew that she needed to start teaching the other children in the class, but she was very excited, so she wanted to keep asking Matilda questions. Can anyone read this sentence? Miss Honey asked, and she wrote on the blackboard, I have already begun to read long sentences. She knew that it was much too difficult for most 5-year-olds. Lavender put her hand up.
The first word is I, she said, staring at the blackboard. But the other words are too hard.
Can anyone read any more of the sentence? Miss Honey asked. She waited for Matilda to answer.
Yes,
Matilda said. She read the sentence quickly, without stopping. That is very good, Miss Honey said. How much can you read, Matilda?
I think that I can read most things, Miss Honey, Matilda said.
Miss Honey felt wildly excited. She had a girl in her class who was extraordinary and a genius, and she had to do something about it.